What do you want me to do?
Talk to your dad.
Connor.
I'm serious. If you didn't have this prenup drawn up, then I'm pretty sure Charles Montgomery IV is behind it.
Even if my dad ordered a prenup to be drawn up, it's kind of the way things are done with billionaires and their kids.
Don't talk down to me. I graduated first in my class from med school.
Connor, I don't think this has anything to do with India. It's just bad timing.
Your sister should leave town. We haven't had a moment's peace since she decided to come back to Kingsport. She should have stayed in Paris.
I can't get rid of her.
India has always been a problem, and now your family's trying to punish me. They're trying to undermine our marriage before it has even begun. I'm sick of these passive-aggressive attacks from your family, Will. They have to stop.
I'll speak to India. If she won't listen to me, I'll ask my dad to speak to her.
You need to tell your dad to call off his goons regarding this prenup.
Ripping up the prenup won't do any good.
Are you admitting that you're behind it?
No! I have a lot of assets. Some I control, some which are in trusts or shares in corporations. There are so many, I don't even know how much I'm worth. But it's a lot of money.
You should stop bragging.
You need to understand that you're not marrying some guy whose only claim to wealth is his house and a pension. Some of the assets in my trust have been in my family for 3 centuries. I'm just the steward of them. I can enjoy the income, but I don't own them. Not really. Connor, none of this is a big deal. You have a trust from your family?
It's insignificant compared to yours.
Between your salary from the hospital and the income from my trusts, we'll be fine. Signing the prenup won't change our day-to-day life.
It could.
Things won't change unless you think we're going to get a divorce. Then all this is moot.
It's all fine in theory. I guess something else is bothering me.
What?
I'm beginning to wonder if you really love me, Will.
That's ridiculous.
I know. I know. I think I know a way where we can both get what we want. If you trust me.
Sorry I'm late, Lisa.
You could have called. You're lucky I always carry a book.
I know. I'm sorry.
Stop apologizing. It's lunch. I've ordered us 2 Manhattans.